Hello, and welcome to my first episode of Funimation. So today, I am going to be covering this show called Steven Universe. It's a really good show, I gotta say. My favorite. Actually, I have a poster hanging up in my room. As you see, well, you can't see. This is a podcast. I don't think you're stupid. So, there's a lot of things about this show I have to cover. Oh my god. So first, the characters. Steven, Garnet, Pearl, and Amethyst. The main characters. Steven's the main character. He's about 4'5"-ish. He's a bit chubby, but he got skinnier while the series went on. Pearl, she's tall, skinny. She's pretty cool. She's like the mom, basically. Amethyst, she's the aunt that you always wanted, the aunt that gets you in trouble. Garnet's the chill mom. Like, watches out for you, but also doesn't. Yeah. So, I'm gonna talk about Steven. He acts like a Virgo. One of those signs. He's like fun, kind of like serious in a cool way. He acts babyish for his age. Like when I saw he was turning 14, I like flipped out. That was so weird. Oh my god. He's just so short. I just don't get it. So he has his power from his mom, which was a gem. A gem is the type of thing. It's at least space rocks. They come from this planet called Homeworld. Homeworld's a place where all the gems come from, where Garnet, Pearl, and Amethyst came from. They came to Earth to protect it because it was Pink Diamond's place, who is Rose, who changed into Steven, which is Steven's mom. So Rose is Steven's mom, and Pink Diamond. The diamonds are the people that rule Homeworld. Does this make sense? So, she came down to Earth to rule it, because it was her planet, and keep it safe from her sisters, the bigger diamonds. One named Yellow Diamond, one named Blue Diamond, and one named White Diamond, which was the oldest and basically the mom of all the diamonds. So, she came down and protected it, where she met this guy named Greg Universe. He was a rock star, and he had his gig in Beach City, where they all live. He played a song, and Rose was the only one there, because it really wasn't announced. So then, they hanged out for a while, then they decided they liked each other. So it was history from there. And Rose wanted a baby, then they had Steven, then she turned into Steven. And Greg, he accepted it, but Pearl didn't really accept it. Kind of took it not so great. She had an attitude when he was first born. It's a whole episode dedicated to that, actually. If you want to check it out, I don't know what season it is, though. Overall, it's a really good show. I rate it 10 out of 10, basically. Has cool fights, too. It's like I was saying, Stevens has his power, which was shield and bubble, basically. So he can form a shield at his elbow. It's not like a real shield. It's kind of like a hologram with mass, basically. That's what the gems are. Basically a hologram with mass. So it can protect him from things. Certain things. And he used it a lot in various battles. He can also take it off and throw it. He's basically Iron Man. If you want to think about it that way. Plus, he can also make a bubble to protect himself. He's basically a protecting gem. Right? Because the sword fighter is Connie, his best friend. Which was a normal girl. She's not no gem or anything. She was just a normal girl in Beach City. And, well, history went off in there. I don't know what's going to happen next with them. But I hope something great happens. So Steven is overall this real cool guy. You know, if I lived in Beach City, I'd like to be friends with him. Honestly. Next, I'm gonna do Pearl. Pearl, well, is a mom, basically. She's the most mature of them all. And most delicate. She's like this ballerina. She's like a bird. If you know what I mean. A bird soaring to the sky. She always looks out for everyone. She makes mistakes sometimes here and there. But she always gets over them pretty easily. Not gonna lie. Well, she is Pink Diamond's servant. Well, that turned into Rose, and turned into Steven, Greg, stuff. You know? Same old, same old. So she was Pink Diamond's Pearl, which all the diamonds had Pearl. So it was like the service, the assistant. Basically, the diamonds were David, and the pearls were the Natalie's, basically. So they would help him with anything, right? So Pearl somehow had a crush on Pink Diamond or Rose. I don't know when it happened. So then, when Pink Diamond decided she wanted to turn into Rose and live on Earth, Pearl helped her and agreed to set up the fake death of Pink Diamond, which hurt the diamonds a lot. So honestly, overall, she's a pretty cool character. She is very talented. I think she's been around the longest and can fight deepest. Her spear is just, she's so great. I love her. Okay, now, let's move on to Amethyst. She has one of the saddest stories. So Amethyst is this purple gem. She came from this place called the Kindergarten. She was one of those late bloomers. So she wasn't like the others. The others are really tall, like 7 foot, big, strong, buff. She went to Homer right afterwards. But she was a late bloomer. So she stayed a bit later, and she was very small. I'm talking about Steven height, 4'5", 4'4". She had a lot of hair though, but she grew it out for a reason. Well, a theory reason, a Steven Universe fan came up with, which I'll talk about a little bit later. She was actually really insecure about it when she found out that other Amethysts. What's the poor Amethyst? I don't know. That's hard. So, the other Amethysts were big and strong and tough, so she got very insecure when people started kind of making fun of her. Just as a little joke. But, yeah. So Amethyst, well, here's the theory about Amethyst. Amethyst, when she met Greg, when he started hanging out with Jones, because Rose, they were dating, she liked him too. So she tried to act just like him. They were tight, like real tight. Like best friends type. Tight. And well, he went on from there. She got really jealous if when he stopped hanging out with her, started hanging out more with Rose and stuff. When she turned to Steven. But then she used this pleasure for him. Turned into Rose. Shapeshifted. That's one of her powers. She's a shapeshifter. And she has these little whip things. So she would shapeshift into Rose, right? And then she'll look like him for Greg. So then that would please him because he felt very sad that she was gone. Basically, that's what happened. And then she actually started having feelings for Greg, right? And then she wanted to be more like him, so she grew her hair out because she had very short hair from the beginning. But when she saw that Greg had long hair, she did it because that's what she did at first. She didn't know what she was, so she just copied people she saw. And that's how she discovered her powers. Honestly, I don't think that's a really good theory. But if it's actually true, I'll let it slide. I'm gonna let it slide because there's an episode of Steven Universe that was actually created by Rebecca Sugar, kind of correlating to that theory. Next is Garnet, the last one. Garnet, she has, she has a lot. So Garnet's a fusion. What a fusion is two separate gems combining, forming into one. So Garnet is a fusion of ruby and sapphire, two common gems. And how you say, well, why would they fuse like that? Well, because they love each other so much that they can't be separated. So basically they're together, right? So what happened was, sapphire is kind of like a pearl, but more like telling people. She's like the spy, basically. The one that goes and predicts the future and gives them all the information and stuff like that. So basically, kind of forgot what happened. That was a while ago when I saw the episode, not gonna lie. So Sapphire said something to Blue Diamond, but she was helping her spy. And then she kind of acted all rogue and stuff. And they got in trouble when the Pearl and Rose came to attack the gems, the diamonds and stuff. So then I think Pearl hurt his Sapphire, which Ruby was one of the guard gems, got kind of mad of while she was fighting Rose. So when Sapphire was going to end, like she was gone, shattered, she jumped in and saved her, which formed Fusion Garnet. They fell off the cliff into the forest, basically. Then they walked around trying to see what this was, because it was the first time ever two separate non-real gems that were the same gender fused. So when that happened, that was pretty weird to them. So then they unfused and they just stayed there, you know, did a little camping thing where you don't know where you are, you don't have nowhere to go, and just stuck because you're not where you used to be. So basically, they fused again when they started dancing together, singing a song. I forgot the name of it, basically. Then it was just history from there. Rose and Pearl came up to apologize. And then they became one big team, which formed the Crystal Gems. Yeah. They've been living for years, thousands of years that have been formed like that. So there are other mild side characters that come along the way that were evil. They're like the evil characters that turned good. They turned to their side that were homeworld gems. Basically like them. They were bad gems, but then they turned good because of one girl. And well, Steven, Rose, the one that turned Garnet and Amethyst and Pearl good, is also Steven now turning the rest of them good. So basically, I think the first character was Parathy. Oh my gosh, she's the Virgo one. My gemstone and my favorite character. Oh my gosh. She is so funny. Like, y'all know how funny she is. She cracks me up. I watch her highlights and this hits my heart in a good way. So Peridot was one of these techno gems, like the Best Buy Geek Squad, if you call it. She will basically check up on Earth and stuff and see, get the cluster working. The cluster was a thing that was going to destroy the Earth because the diamonds are so sad that Pink was gone. So they want to destroy her planet, so they won't feel all the sympathy and won't see that on their star maps. So the Peridots will go down and set up that with their Jaspers, which the Jaspers own the Peridots because they're the techno people that control the ships. So Jasper's also the main, kind of the main villain. Not really, but I guess we can get to that. So, I'm running out of time, Jesus. So when they went to go Oh yeah, I forgot. So basically, the Jasper came down to the planet, to Earth, right? And this big hand, this giant hand, right? It was blocking the sun, basically. So it made the sun look like it was blood, or like this orange, bloody thing. So everybody was confused about it. It was only by the Beach City. So the Crystal Dreams tried to destroy it because they didn't know what it was. But then after they finally did destroy it, Jasper and Peridot came out the ship. And they started to fight the Crystal Dreams because they destroyed the ship. And they were supposed to actually go fight them. That's their job. As that happened, Jasper had this thing where it could corrupt the gems. Not corrupt them, but hurt them. So they, poof. Poofing is when they, come out of their form and turn back to the rock. They are. So all the gems poofed. And they got to the ship where Steven was. But Steven can't poof because he's a human, half gem. So he just went inside unconscious. He woke up inside this jail cell, which he had knew nothing about. But the jail cell hurts gems, but it can't hurt Steven because he's half human. So he easily just walked out of there so he could go save the other gems. He found Sapphire first, part of Garnet. And this was the first time him seeing her. Cause this is the episode where he finds out that Garnet is a fusion because he doesn't know. So he lets her out, right? And then he hears Ruby. Or I think. Yeah, I believe so. And they find Ruby. Sapphire finds Ruby and Steven together. Then they do the little thing. And they start fusing and become Garnet. And it turns out, Steven figures out that Ruby and Sapphire forms Garnet. Had a little celebration dance. So then Jasper comes. Right? He's mad. And then Garnet goes to fight him. Sees this cool song called Stronger Than You. Basically calling Jasper single in 3,000 languages. Then Steven went to find Amethyst and Pearl to go fight Peridot, which is in the ship trying to control things. But Peridot can't fight, so she was just like, get away from me, you little clots. That's a horrible expression. Yeah. So basically, they just tie her up in a little knot thing. And they control the ship, going to go back down to Earth. And this whole thing happens with this one girl on the ship named Lapis. Lapis is this weird gem I don't know of. I think we need a part two for this. Comment down below if you want a part two. I'll have to do a part two, I'm sorry. Cause Lapis has a whole different video, oh my gosh. It starts a series basically. So basically I'ma do a part two or tomorrow or later on today. Alright? Kabish. Goodbye, my beautiful people. See you later on Funimation.